Hello and welcome back to part two of our conversation with Luke Herdman. This is Sofa Sensei's. You're watching the Aki and Selfish Digital Network and you're joined by me, Kavan. Without further ado, you know the signature question, so let's get stuck in. Luke, thanks for joining me again. Just wanted to ask you, of course, because this is Sofa Sensei's, we've got our seven signature questions, but the question we ask all of our fighters is, what's your ring walk tune?
It is Meek's Can't Stop, Won't Stop.
Why that song, just out of interest?
I don't know, really. I just, about when I started training about 6 months ago, I started listening to UK rap. And then I got into it, and then I heard Meek's, and I was like, whoa, this is like a different level, you know? So I think it's the best rap I've ever heard, you know?
And, wicked.
You know, and it's quite, you know, it's quite deep, and it's quite, it's, yeah, it's just, I like it. It's like meaningful. It puts me in a good place before the fight, you know? So when I'm training as well, I listen to it all the time when I'm training.
So it gets you in that zone.
Yeah, it gets me going.
I'd hate to be the heavy bag when that tune's on, man. Right, so we'll put that in the playlist in the description below. Make sure you check it out. Okay, our questions that we ask all of our guests are as follows. Who is the richest person in your phone book?
In my phone book?
You don't have to say...
What, in terms of what, money?
Yeah, but you don't have to say their name, but if you could tell us what they do, that would be really interesting.
I don't know. I really don't know. Richest person in my phone book. Yeah, it could be a mate of mine, I suppose. Yeah, he does he used to do he had a company called Varuma.
Okay.
And it's like a logbook loan company, you know? So like, if you're skint, you'd...
Go to them.
Yeah, I don't know. Or if you wanted a car and find it, either way, he would just finance it. And then he's got the repossession team as well. So so if you don't pay, he also owns the repo team. You know? So I think he's the richest guy I know.
Financial services. So there we go. That's another one for the list of, if you're listeners now, we've got a plethora of people you can refer to if you want to make some money. Yeah. Who has the most potential that you know, Luke?
The most potential?
Yeah.
Most potential. Can it be a woman?
Yeah, it can be anyone.
Is it? Yeah, there's a lady I know. She's got some real good potential.
Yeah. Give us a little bit more backstory. Why has she got potential? What potential does she have?
Oh, she's beautiful. She's absolutely beautiful. Yeah, she's a nice girl.
Make sure you send this to her when it's out. Send this to her. Let her know.
I will. Send
wicked.
This. I'm not going to mention that.
Yeah, no, don't worry about it.
Yeah, anyway, do you want me to tell you a bit more about it?
Yeah, go for it. Yeah.
So anyway, she sent me a photo of her a couple of years ago, and that, yeah, so I was like, whoa, you know, like, this is what I mean. So, and obviously, like ourselves, we want to, I mean, with me personally, by looking your best, and this goes for everyone,
yeah,
by looking your best, looking after yourself, keeping fit, keeping well, you know, gets to the point where you can even wear lovely clothes and look after yourself. So you're gleaming, you can reach your full potential. Your whole world changes, you know, in terms of the way people look at you, you know. So potential, very good. Potential in yourself.
Who is the most influential person you know?
Influential, so influence.
Yeah, so for me, it was an author. For my co-host, it was their friends and family. Other people have said a bunch of other people in their lives. What about you? Who influences you the most?
Who influences me? Myself. If I'm allowed to say that.
Yeah, of course. So why, I mean, why are you?
And Nick Webb. Nick Webb.
Okay.
Who I spar with. He influences me a lot. Yeah. So, you know, he influences me a lot because when I started sparring with Nick, you know, just keep getting in there with him. It's influenced me to if it wasn't sparring with him, I would never reach my fitness now. So he's influenced me a lot.
Do you find you engage in self talk quite a lot? You talk to yourself in your mind. You just
No. I used to, not so much anymore. I'm just more of it in a routine. So
you know what you're doing when you're
doing
it.
Yeah.
Wicked. You are at your best when you are. Fill in the blank.
The best when I'm...
I'll give you some examples.
Feeling good.
Feeling good.
When I'm feeling good, I'm at my best. I can be the best in my outward appeal, like towards everyone. You know, but we shouldn't just be like because we're feeling good. You know what I mean? We should be that all the time. You know, but if I'm feeling good, then yeah.
There's the message.
Yeah.
You should always try and be kind, but it's easier when you're feeling good. I think
of course it is.
Yeah. I think that's important. Yeah. One thing, Luke, that you never regret doing.
One thing I've never regretted doing. Not reaching my full potential.
Can you tell us a little bit more why?
Well, I don't regret it now. I would have regretted it before February.
So, if you want to know more about why Luke doesn't regret the journey that he's taken, make sure you check out part one of our conversation exclusively on Sofa Sensei's on the Aki and Saltfish Digital Network. And we'll leave it there so people can go in the description, click the link below and watch that. Where do you see yourself in 5 years, Luke?
5 years, I just, where do I see myself in 5 years? Don't really matter.
Don't matter. I love that one, you know.
It don't matter. As long as I look after today, it's all right.
I'm going to have to give you a boost for that one because no one, I think we've spoken to around 40 plus guests on across the network and no one has said it doesn't matter. Everyone's given some profound answer about, you know, I want to be here, I want to be doing this.
It don't matter.
It doesn't matter. Yes.
Who are we to say where we're going to be in 5 years?
That's what I'm leaving here today with, you know. I'm going to go about the rest of my day and I'm going to think it doesn't matter.
It don't matter. Of course it don't.
I appreciate that one.
Nice.
Advice you now, Luke, would give to yourself 10 years ago. So 33-year-old Luke, what would you tell him?
Cool. If I could tell, obviously, man up, dedicate yourself, commit yourself, and there's a massive reward at the end of it.
I appreciate that. And if you enjoyed part two of our conversation with Luke Herdman, don't forget, part one is out right now. So make sure you go ahead in the description and check it out. It was a fascinating conversation talking about his amateur journey fighting Joe Joyce and Anthony Joshua, as well as Luke Herdman 2.0, where he goes about his business making up for lost time in the semi-pro ranks. This has been Sofa Sensei's. You've been joined by me, Kavan, and this is the Aki and Saltfish Digital Network. If you want to get in touch with us, you can follow us on Instagram at Sofa Sensei's, but also Aki and Saltfish on Twitter and TikTok. And don't forget, if you want to get in touch, ask us a question or leave us a comment, you can do so by emailing akiandsaltfish@gmail.com. That is all. Take care. Please share this with a friend and we'll see you again next time. Luke, thank you so much for your time. I really appreciate it. And I hope you guys enjoyed it as much as I did. Take care. Bye-bye.